Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. My name is Patty. You can reach us at 724-836-7440 or the website, which is www.herbstoyourhealth.net. All of the podcasts are listed. If you find a topic you would like to know more about, just listen to that, scroll through and find that topic and listen to the podcast. There are a bunch of them. Once a week since January 2021. Spring is here, complete with April showers. Lots of pollen. Seems like it started early this year. And a lot of people turn to antihistamines, like over-the-counter products that you get in the drugstore, grocery store, wherever. Not a fan of those. They're chemicals. So what is the best antioxidant and antihistamine and anti-inflammatory agent? It's vitamin C. The antihistamine action is different from that of traditional antihistamines that block histamine receptors. Vitamin C instead reduces the amount of histamine your body produces. This can potentially diminish the allergic response. It's also known, very well known, as a cold buster. It's been shown to reduce a cold by 50% the amount of time if you take it early on. Best to not get the cold anyway, right? So just take your vitamin C every day. It helps our body produce interferons, which interfere with viral replication. Another good thing to remember for allergy season is quercetin. It's a polyphenol that occurs naturally in onions, kale, apples, dark berries, grapes, broccoli, tea, and many other herbs, vegetables, and fruits. In addition to its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits, quercetin is particularly useful during allergy season due to its significant antihistamine effects. Quercetin prevents activation and recruitment of mast cells while stabilizing their membranes and blocking subsequent degranulation. So if you're looking to control allergies, take Histablock that has quercetin in it. And also quercetin blocks viral entry into cells and inhibits viral replication. So if you take vitamin C and Histablock together, oh my goodness, it is very, very powerful. Also vitamin D will keep our immune systems functioning properly. Many of you are familiar with what we used to know as ALJ. It is called seasonal allergy. It is probably one of the best things we can do for allergy season. However, the capsules and tablets have been unavailable for a while, but there is ALJ liquid, seasonal allergy liquid, which I was reminded recently by one of the regular podcast listeners. Hi, Valerie. So you can, it's also good for the gastrointestinal tract. Since I don't have a small child, I have a small grandchild, but not a small child anymore. I did not think of it. Seasonal allergy has horseradish, mullein, fennel, and fenugreek. And you could also take marshmallow and fenugreek. That's one of my favorite things for allergies. Seasonal defense, very, very good for allergies. And Histablock has bioflavonoids, I just talked about quercetin. It also contains nettle, which contains a small amount of antihistamine. Nettle has been known for its ability to reduce allergic sensitivity for a long time. Histoblock also contains bromelain, an enzyme from pineapple that breaks down proteins and has been shown to reduce inflammation. There's also bitter orange in this formula that is a natural antihistamine and decongestant. It's really good for respiratory allergies, also food allergies, and anything having to do with the skin like hives, it's very good for that. Sinus support really clears up a stuffed head. And I like lung support because it helps with seasonal allergies as well. And there's another one. It has almost 5,000 studies. Which say that it's more powerful than any drug Western medicine can offer. It grows in the highest peaks of the Himalayan mountain range. And they call it Yartsa Gunbu, which translates to summer grass, winter worm. It got that name because it grows on the backs of burrowing caterpillars. It's called cordyceps. It gets oxygen where it's needed in your body. This is the key to chronic disease, one of them anyway. It's an oxygen supplement. There was one study that showed that cordyceps significantly improved the amount of oxygen the people could assimilate, breathe in, send to their cells. It increases oxygen intake in adults after just 3 weeks of taking it. It controls inflammation. It increases power to your most vulnerable organ, your lungs. Lung power is the number one predictor of how long you'll live. How well you breathe determines how long you'll live an active and healthy life. It also, the more oxygen you can get to your body, the better your body works. It also lowers blood sugar and improves insulin resistance. It improves heart function. It strengthens the immune system and protects the lungs. It's known as the Viagra of the Himalayas. But for men and women, so there's that. If you're thinking of maybe detoxifying all year round without really taking a detoxifying supplement or something like Clean Start or Detox Basics, which, yes, those are very, very good. Astaxanthin is a natural detoxifier. I'll talk about that more in a minute. It increases levels of glutathione. Chlorella, we find that in super algae, which has chlorella, spirulina, and blue-green algae. So it's like a heavy metal magnet, super algae is. All three of them really are heavy metal magnets, so they can remove mercury and lead and also at the same time increase the activities of antioxidants and enzymes in the body. It eliminates toxins. So if you want to remove toxins all the time, take krill oil and super algae every day. And eat garlic. Garlic has a long history of medicinal and use throughout history. It's antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, But you have to get those little cloves and chew them up. And I do that, and some people think I am crazy to do so. But if you drink chlorophyll right after you eat the garlic, nobody knows that you've been eating garlic. You don't have the telltale garlic breath that you can smell, you know, like half a mile away. Broccoli and broccoli sprouts protect against chemical carcinogens and protect against the risk of cancer. Green tea, not just a delicious beverage, and matcha green tea can reduce the adverse effects of lead and decrease gastrointestinal tract absorption of polychlorinated biphenols, which are PCBs, and dioxins and other chemicals. So let's all take our krill oil. What if you could reduce the appearance of wrinkles, dry skin, age spots, boost your brain and nervous system, and protect from free radicals, help reduce the visible signs of aging, promote joint and skeletal system health, and potentially enhance your skin protection from sun-induced free radicals? Before I go on, I listened to an herbalist and a naturopath taught in, New York, somewhere, Long Island, talking about her aging population, where she works and consults with these people and how she helps them and what she tells them to do. The first thing she said was that it's really good to age, and she really didn't understand why people try not to look old, because she said, it's good to look your age. And then I looked up a picture of her, and she's like in her 40s. So let's ask her when she gets in her 70s. Do you still want to look old? I don't think so. So we do whatever we can without using, getting work done, quote unquote, work done. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of scared to go do anything like that. There's a super antioxidant nutrient that can do all of these things to help. It's an antioxidant that gives baby flamingos, they're born white, but they obtain their pink color once they eat food that's loaded with astaxanthin. Astaxanthin belongs to a class of naturally occurring pigments called carotenoids. They're compounds in your food that provide brilliant green seagrasses to red beets, red tomatoes, yellow peppers, orange peppers. There are two sources. It's a microalgae and sea creatures, krill, for example, and salmon that consume the microalgae. So they turn pink too. To take advantage of this powerful antioxidant, you would need to find and consume the type of microalgae that they eat, which is highly unlikely, or eat the krill, or if you want to eat salmon, if you are an animal flesh eater, even if it's wild salmon, there's always concerns with mercury and other heavy metals. I remember the gentleman who told me the story of being out on his boat and like killing a shark, a little shark, I guess, baby shark. My goodness. Anyway, I said, what did you do then? I thought he was gonna, call the 911 for the ocean and help him revive the shark. He said, I ate it. And I said, then what happened? He said, I got heavy metal poisoning. So and not a good thing. Anyway, back to krill with astaxanthin. It can combat, it's like having an internal sunscreen, so when you take krill, you can be out in the sun without burning or also freckling in my case. Burning is also my case too, which is why I don't go out in the sun. But it helps with skin dryness and premature skin aging. Krill is also effective for the management of inflammation and arthritic diseases because it's anti-inflammatory. It has EPA and DHA, which promote the release of anti-inflammatory prostaglandins, and astaxanthin inhibits the production of pro-inflammatory prostaglandins. So if you want something that's really going to help you with arthritis and arthritis pain, either rheumatoid or osteoarthritis, and inflammation or any kind of chronic diseases, krill oil also has vitamin K, which is a fat-soluble vitamin. It occurs naturally in plants and fermented foods. It's vitamin K2. It's essential for blood clotting and appears to be an important cofactor for preventing hardening of the arteries and calcified arterial plaque. So vitamin K can help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease by reducing coronary calcification. It also has a significant role in bone metabolism and the treatment of osteoporosis because it has been shown to maintain bone mineral density and inhibit new bone fractures. And then the EPA and DHA are fish oil. And then the astaxanthin is in the krill. When I used to be on the radio, some chemist and his wife said there's not, they got krill and they read the bottle and said, it doesn't say where the astaxanthin is. Well, it's in the krill. They wanted to know how many milligrams of astaxanthin were in there. We don't know. But anyway, it's a deep sea powerhouse. As you know, it's one of the carotenoids. It was first discovered by a British chemist around 1970. He also discovered other carotenoids, fucoxanthin found in seaweed, and canthaxanthin. I don't even know how to pronounce that one. He studied it. He found that it was antioxidant, anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, anti-inflammatory, and astaxanthin protects a variety of systems, including the gastrointestinal system, including the liver, the nerves, the cardiovascular system, the eyes, and skin. So when he tackled the research for us, he really did. So it's a superstar. Astaxanthin does a body good. It is April 22nd. Today is Earth Day. Why do we celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd? The first Earth Day, speaking of 1970, was also in 1970. It predates the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. The first Earth Day was mostly students, and mostly they picked up litter. It's really hard to believe that in 1970 there was rampant litter. We don't see it at all anymore, right? Hardly at all, I should say. we know not to throw things out the car window. Put them, keep them in your car and remove them when you get home. My recycling company no longer recycles glass, but that you can collect all your glass and then take it to, there are two places around here you can take them, all of your glass for recycling. Those blue plastic bags that the grocery store gives you do not belong in the recycling bin, folks. One of these days I'm going to tell my neighbors. They just, load it up to the top with blue recycling bags. Or not recycling bags, blue grocery bags. But what you do is there's a box outside the grocery store, and that's what you put those plastic bags in. There are other things that you can't recycle, but then you call the recycling company and they come and pick them up, like batteries and nail polish that you don't want to use anymore. Oh my goodness, what else? Whole list of things. Anyway, the first Earth Day, there was an estimated 20 million Americans were in the streets and parks and, trying to call attention to the Earth and a healthy environment. Why did they pick April 22nd? Because it fell between colleges, spring break, and final exams, and also from the observance of Arbor Day, which began in Nebraska in 1872, a day when people are encouraged to plant trees. So, what can we do? I mean, you can. I'm at a loss here what else we can do. Plant trees, clean up the towns and the roads. Like I said, I don't see any, I never see, well, I shouldn't say never, because we're in town and we do see litter on the street, but on the sidewalk, but I sweep it into the street because they clean the streets every morning. So let's just honor our earth as much as we can. And one way to do it, this is the best way, in my opinion, in your meditation, at the end of your meditation, when you're sending healing to people, which how do you do that? You imagine the person happy and smiling and put white light all around them. Well, let's imagine the earth. You've seen pictures of the earth from space. It's a beautiful blue, it looks like a blue marble. So you just imagine the earth with golden white light for the earth, all the people on the earth, all the animals, including the wild animals, and all the plants. So that's a really good way to honor Earth for Earth Day. Another lecture I recently listened to was done by a scientist who researches postbiotic metabolites. It was extremely technical, and so I'm going to bottom line it for you. He said, in a nutshell, with a whole lot of very technical long words, what you eat and drink, think and do can either positively or negatively affect your health. Maybe not right away, but over time. So if you do one bad thing one time, you can correct it easily. If you have a long term, decades of bad behavior with your body, eating junk food and seeing things on TV and going and doing them, or asking your doctor. If you listen to the negative effects of those drugs, I don't know why anybody would ever want to do that. But people do. It's like Pavlov's dogs, ring a bell and they salivate. You tell them to go ask their doctor and they go ask their doctor. Anyway, the second thing he said, If you're taking probiotics and not eating a plant-based diet, you're doing little good. So the prebiotics are the plants. So we have prebiotics and postbiotic metabolites. And we need the probiotic 11 or 11 elevated plus the plants so that we can get the postbiotic metabolites, which are very good for us. And the third point he made is that pharmaceuticals do more harm than good. He even wrote a book called The Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletion Handbook. So, you know, if you do take pharmaceuticals, they are going to deplete your nutrients. Like I say, all pharmaceuticals do is leach minerals out of the body. So there, and his name, I didn't write it down. I can't remember his name. But I do remember the man who is 109 years old. His name is Vincent Dransfield. He still zips around his car every day, buying lunch, running errands, shopping for groceries. He lives independently in his own house in Little Falls, New Jersey, where he has lived since 1945. He requires no help navigating between the home's main floor, his bedroom upstairs, and the basement where he does his laundry. He still drives his car every day. What he says is, I've been three varies, very, very, very lucky in my lifetime. I feel perfect. He doesn't get back aches. He doesn't get daily aches and pains. His granddaughter is 48 years old. She said she gets back aches and she gets daily aches and pains, but her 109-year-old grandfather does not. It's uncommon for a man. It's only 50% of people over 100 are men. 85% are women. We want healthy longevity. We want a fit mind and a fit body. He says he never had any major diseases like cancer or heart disease. He's always been healthy. His 109th birthday, his family members gathered with him. He chose pizza and carrot cake. He was a member of the local fire department, the volunteer fire department. His wife died, oh, I don't know, in the 90s sometime. And he said when he was in his late 70s, his wife said it's time to retire, and he retired, but he really didn't want to. His wife said it's time for you to quit. He drinks a cup of coffee every day, occasionally beer, but not alcohol. He likes Italian food. He eats whatever he wants. He still cooks for himself. So he says, I keep positive. I never think any other way when something's wrong. He's always had a positive, upbeat attitude. And the last thing he said was, I'm doing fine and I hope the good Lord keeps me that way. Well, it's about what we do as well with what we're given. So we always do the best we can with what we're given. And remember, it's what you eat and drink, think and do. And even if it looks like everything's going against you or something's going against you, always keep a positive attitude. Why quit 5 minutes before the miracle? Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully I will be back with you next week. Thank you. Bye.